Vikings. Get ready for Var Reeves Sports on Four Star Country, The General, 95.9 FM, the new 101.3 FM, 1580 AM, WAMW Washington, and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. Coverage of this sports broadcast is sponsored in part by the A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, the Blake and Wagler Funeral Home, Chuckles, German American Investments, Helena Agra Enterprises, JJ's Concrete and Construction, Montgomery Medical, the Montgomery Ruritan Club, the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop, RTC Communications, the Stop and See, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, Washington Edward Jones Advisors, Landmark Surveying, Swartzentruber Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin, and WTHI-TV. Now, Var Reeves Sports on The General.
Good evening, everybody, and it is Buggy Bowl Part 1 here tonight at Kavanaugh Court. It is the girls' edition of the Buggy Bowl tonight. It is Var Reeves and North Davies here at Kavanaugh Court. Good evening, everybody. I'm Mike DeCourcy. I'm going to be joined by Var Reeves Assistant Principal and Athletic Director Aaron Ash. He will be along shortly, but Var Reeves and North Davies out on the floor warming up. In this girls' Buggy Bowl version, Buggy Bowl trophy, of course, is online, and the defending champion in this series, North Davies, Lady Cougars, broke what I believe was a five-year winning streak. I could be a year off on that. Last season by the Vikings, Cougars a late bucket to win 38-36, and North Davies in current possession of the Buggy Bowl trophy. And that will be on the line today. North Davies comes into tonight's contest with four wins already on the season. This will be their 12th game here tonight. Of course, Var Reeves late starting. They come in with only one win, a mark so far on the season of one win against six losses. But as we've talked about on a lot of our broadcasts, the schedule getting ready to ease up and lighten just a little bit. So hopefully the Vikings can begin picking up some wins as soon as tonight here in the Buggy Bowl contest. So North Davies 4-7, Var Reeves 1-6, getting ready to roll here tonight. It is a busy, busy weekend of Var Reeves basketball here on the General 95.9. Not only do we have Buggy Bowl tonight, but tomorrow night we will head up to Linton for a big boys game. Airtime tomorrow night from Linton, Var Reeves and Linton boys, about 7:15. On Saturday, we got a double dip for you as the Var Reeves and Bloomfield girls face off here at Kavanaugh Court. Airtime on that going to be about 12:15, 12:20, 12:30, somewhere in there, Var Reeves and Bloomfield, the girls. And then that night, of course, the big one down at the Ford Center in Evansville. It is the Var Reeves boys taking on Evansville Memorial in the River City Classic at the Ford Center. That's a 7 o'clock tip. Airtime on Saturday night going to be about 6:45. So just a busy, busy next few days of basketball, and it all starts here tonight. So basically four games in just over a couple of days, and it should be a fun stretch here for Var Reeves. We're going to go ahead and take a two-minute timeout, and when we come back, we'll have the Prescription for Success brought to you by the Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington. Var Reeves and North Davies getting ready to roll back to Kavanaugh Court right after this.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the Prescription Shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The Prescription Shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Congratulations to the Montgomery Helena team, recently chosen out of 41 locations in the North Central Division to receive the Branch of the Year Award. The Helena team would like to say thanks to their hard-working, loyal employees for always putting customer service first. And most of all, a big thank you to all the loyal farmers in our communities over the past year for trusting Helena products on your farm. From all of us at Helena, thanks for such an honor, and we wish each and every one of our friends and family a very blessed and Merry Christmas. The Landmark Surveying Company in Washington is proud to offer professional service in the field with land surveyors and consultants performing boundary surveys, land title surveys, surveyor location reports, subdivision design, site planning, general land consulting, and more. Give Dennis or Darren a call to set up an appointment for your surveying estimate at 257-0950. The Landmark Surveying Company, 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950.
Back at Kavanaugh Court, the Bar Eve and North Davies girls teams headed back out on the floor getting ready for tonight's girls buggy bowl here at Bar Eve. And as we mentioned already, North Davies, for those unfamiliar with the Cougars, this is game number 12 already here in the early part of December. And North Davies 4-7 on the season. JV game already done and completed tonight. It goes the way of Bar Eve. Lady Vikings with a 30-14 victory. Coach Gage Canise and his crew pick up another win tonight. So the Buggy Bowl JV Girls Edition, at least, goes the way of Bar Eve. But as we mentioned earlier, the Buggy Bowl right now, at least on the girls' side, is in possession of the North Davies Cougars. North Davies, a 38-36 victory last season up at the Cougar Den, a game that the Vikings had a shot to, I think, tie it and then to win it late and couldn't get it to go. North Davies pulled out a close one last season. Well, it is a good crowd tonight here at Kavanaugh Court. We got the Garrett Bell 5 across the way, rocking out some AC/DC. Those guys always do a phenomenal, fantastic job. Bar Eve with a good student section here tonight. North Davies across the way to my right with a good student section. And it should be a fun atmosphere here tonight. Tonight's prescription for success brought to you by the Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington. And tonight's prescription for success, as it has been for most of the season, it is going to be the turnover department. Bar Eve has done a better job of taking care of the basketball in recent games, but still averaging just over 21 giveaways a night. And if Bar Eve can ever get a handle on the turnover situation with the size, the rebounding, the interior play that they have, Lady Vikings are going to be a tough out for the rest of the season, but it all starts with that turnover department. And as always, that is going to be tonight's prescription for success brought to you by the Prescription Shop in Washington. Well, both teams back to their huddles, getting final instructions. North Davies coached by Joey Riggins, Bar Eve by Brett Graber, and the flag is down. National anthem is just around the corner. We're going to go ahead and take a timeout. And when we come back, we'll have starting lineups and the opening tip. Back to Kavanaugh Court right after this.
Your neighborhood Chuckles Convenience Store has the perfect gift for that hard-to-buy-for person on your Christmas list. Why not pick them up a Chuckles gift card? It fits all sizes and makes a great stocking stuffer. Use the card for snacks and items inside or to fill up your tank. Be sure to ask about the Chuckles Rewards card while you're there. Save 10 cents per gallon and receive other great discounts with the Rewards card. The Chuckles gift card and Chuckles Rewards card. Great ways to give and save from your neighborhood Chuckles convenience store.
Hello, I'm Doug Bubalo, your local Washington Edward Jones financial advisor. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Bar Reeve Vikings on WAMW. Call 812-257-1987 or stop by my office at 2000 East National Highway in Washington for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Unwrap the savings now during the Big Finish event at the Washington Chrysler Center. Just announced, the award-winning Ram truck has been named the 2019 Motor Trend Truck of the Year. Now at the Washington Chrysler Center, you can take home a new 2019 Ram Laramie Crew Cab with rebates up to $10,000, starting as low as $38,880. Unbelievable savings for an unbelievable award-winning truck. But you must act fast during the Big Finish event. Now underway at the Washington Chrysler Center, downtown Washington.
Now with fast fiber on ramps to the internet from RTC Communications, you can get online faster than ever. With RTC Communications, you get fast upload and download, streaming movies with virtually no buffering, and no data caps. The simple translation, quality, reliable internet service you can always count on. Call RTC Communications at 812-486-3211 and get your own fast IntelliSense speed internet on ramp today.
The Montgomery Ruitton Club is proud to be a part of Montgomery and Davies County. The Ruitton Club and all its members are proud supporters of the Bar Reeve Vikings. Important dates to remember are always available on the new and improved website. Just visit www.montgomeryruittonclub.com for events at the park, campground information, and dates for the upcoming Turkey Trot Festival. The Montgomery Ruitton Club is proud to back the Bar Reeve Vikings. Sail on, Mighty Vikings, from the members and board of directors of the Montgomery Brewerton Club.
Blake Wagler Funeral Home is dedicated to making your public, private, religious, secular, or fraternal ceremony as memorable as possible. Ceremonies are a special time for family and friends to pay tribute and say goodbye. Let Blake Wagler Funeral Home guide you as to which options are correct and the most affordable. Call the Blake Wagler Funeral Home at 812-486-2699 to discuss your pre-planned funeral arrangement. Remember that your prepaid funeral contract can be transferred to any funeral home. Blake Wagler Funeral Home in Montgomery. Every life has a story. A proud supporter of Bar Reeve Sports.
Back at Kavanaugh Court, Bar Reeve High School, where the Lady Vikings and the Lady Cougars getting ready for tonight's version of the Buggy Bowl. It is the girls' Buggy Bowl tonight as Bar Reeve and North Davies getting ready to go. Albert Kavanaugh on the PA, starting lineups being introduced right now. North Davies, they are going to go like this tonight. Starting at one forward position, a 5'10" junior, Ashley Knepp. She is going to be joined in the starting lineup tonight by a guard. That's number 23, Emma Gray. She's a 5'3" sophomore. Maddie Miller starting at another guard position. Maddie, 5'10" and a sophomore. Also in the starting lineup tonight for the Cougars, Adrian Wagler. Wagler, 5'6". She is a junior guard. And rounding out the starting lineup tonight for the Lady Cougars, Haley Bueller. Bueller's 5'7", and a sophomore. And as we mentioned, Lady Cougars, they are coached by Joey Riggins. He's assisted by Stephen McNabb, Lorinda Keith, and Dara O'Brien. Starters for Bar Reeve tonight. Lady Vikings are going to go like this, a three-guard set. Melissa Wagler, Melissa, a 5'6" junior. She's joined in the backcourt tonight by Mariah Bullock, Mo, 5'5", and a junior. Third guard tonight, Addison Ainsco, Addy, 5'11", and a sophomore. Pair of forwards tonight for Bar Reeve, Tracy Stahl. Tracy, 5'7", and a sophomore. Any other forward tonight for Bar Reeve, she will handle the post position responsibilities. That's Rachel Wilson. Rachel, 5'9", and a senior. Lady Vikings coached by Brett Graver, assisted by Mark Holt, Gage Canise, and Hannah Bullock. So tip tonight brought to you by Boyd Grain in Washington. It's going to be Ashley Knepp and Rachel Wilson stepping in there. Officiating crew getting ready to throw it up. Tip is up, controlled by Barreve. Here comes Ainsco down off the glass, got it. And just like that, 2-0, Barreve. And we've got a stoppage of play already. Addison Ainsco. I don't know if it's a contact knock loose or what exactly is happening. Yeah, it looks like a contact as it's kind of out of place. So officials checking on her. And she says she's all right. So North Davies with their first possession. 2-0 Barreve. And here come the Cougars with the basketball. Emma Gray's got it. Looks like Barreve going to start man-to-man. Miller has it now. Back to Gray. She's guarded by Bullock. Ball on the floor. We're going to have a tie-up. Possession arrow going to give it back to North Davies. But Barreve disruptive on defense here to start the game. Gone. 2-0 Vikings. And here comes North Davies again. Barreve, man-to-man. Here the first. I guess this would technically be the second possession of the game for the Cougars. And over on the baseline, pass going to be tapped away. And another jump ball was almost tapped out of bounds. Barreve going to dive on it. Possession arrow to the Vikings. On the inbounds, here comes Ainsco with it. Maddie's got it. Right-hand dribble, direct in traffic. Out to Melissa Wagler. Melissa hits Addison on the back cut. Misses the layup, however. North Davies with the rebound. Here comes the Lady Cougars with it. Little inside-out game. Going to be a bobbled pass. Almost a travel. And now Adrian Wagler going to step on the sideline. So North Davies going to give it back to Barreve. So two possessions, two turnovers for the Vikings. Melissa Wagler over to Tracy Stahl. Dribble handoff. Ainsco going to turn the corner off the glass. No good. Rachel Wilson going to pick it up. Her shot no good. And now they are going to get an over the back foul on Rachel Wilson. So a couple of good looks at it for Barreve on that possession, but couldn't get either to go, and it is still a 2-0 advantage. North Davies back against this Barreve man-to-man pressure. Tracy Stahl going to get out in the passing lane, get a deflection. North Davies going to pick it back up, and Lady Cougar is going to attempt to reset here, and Barreve just really ratcheting up the defense. Going to miss a travel on North Davies that time. Shot going to be put up. No good. Here comes Tracy Stahl with the rebound. She gets it out to Mariah Bullock. Mariah going to skip down the lane. Layup, got it. Hello, Aaron Ash.
Hey, how we doing, Michael? Good to see you.
Well, your AD responsibilities are over for a minute at least.
Yeah, for a minute here. We got the money boxes put up and freshman game's over on the other gym.
Yeah.
So that finished. The freshman defeated Wood Memorial tonight. So it's a good win.
Well, the Fighting Craig Knepps get another win, so good for those guys. Quick start here, 4-0. Vikings here in the early going. Barreve has been man-to-man on defense the entire game. Ainsco with that first bucket, and then a Mariah Bullock slip through. Maddie Miller going to throw an errant pass. Rachel Wilson going to pick it off, and here comes Barreve. Bullock. Down to Ainsco in the post. She's going to be fouled. And Barreve will get it on the baseline.
That was a nice job getting it up the floor. Addison Ainsco beat the defense down. Got good post position. She's very versatile.
A little sideline break, kind of like the Barreve boys are attempting to do.
Yeah, I like it. Play a little faster.
So North Davies is going to take a quick 30-second timeout. We'll take one, too. 5 minutes left, first quarter. Barrie 4, North Davies nothing. Back to Kavanaugh Court in 30 seconds.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
And back at Bar Eve. We got a timeout on Aaron Ash. Now one's taken by Bar Eve.
I don't know what happened there. Something wasn't right.
I can tell you exactly what happened. Bar Eve had four players on the floor. Madison Ains goes behind the bench getting a contact in, and she did not go back out on the floor.
Well, that's never good, Mike.
This is not Hoosiers.
No.
Well, what's the exact rule on that now? If you've got available players, I think you have to have five on the floor, right?
You do, yeah.
Or
yeah,
it's a technical foul?
Yeah, it's just...
Okay, so...
I don't think it'd be any different than having six on the floor.
Yeah, I knew that they changed that rule, so that's a good catch right there by Barrie coaching staff. So here we go on the inbounds. Hannah Foose in the game. And Tracy Stahl, baseline jumper, no good. Long rebound. Mariah going to run it down. She's going to be fouled. And I think they're going to get that on. It's like number 22, Haley Bueller. So, as I was saying in the pregame, Mr. Ash, big weekend of Viking basketball. And going to be a busy time around Viking Nation.
Yeah, it is. The girls kick things off tonight with the Buggy Bowl, and then boys at Linton tomorrow night. Girls back in action here at Kavanaugh Court, 11 o'clock Saturday against Bloomfield, a very good Bloomfield team. Then the boys are going to the Ford Center to play Memorial. So like you said, that's just JV and varsity games.
Back on offense, Mariah Bullock going to shuffle her feet and travel with it. Ains go back in. Foose out with her black eye.
Yeah, what happened there?
She bumped heads with a girl from Wood Memorial the other night.
Well, that is a shiner.
Loose ball play. I told her in class today, if anybody asks about it, she should just say, yeah, you should see the other guy. But no, she took a big bump the other night, and it started swelling instantly. So North Davies with the basketball. Miller, her pass can be picked off. Here comes Melissa Lagler. Melissa, step in move, can't get open. Back to Tracy Stahl. Ainsco, ball on the floor, tie up. Possession arrow. I think it's, back to Bar Eve.
Boy, both teams are playing really hard right now. You can tell just a little extra in both teams tonight. I know both teams kind of struggling opening the year, and this is one of those rivalry games. Kind of get the juices flowing.
Got a mix up on the arrow. It will be North Davies basketball. So 4-0 here. Halfway gone through the first quarter. Down the lane. Bueller going to take a short jumper. It's going to bounce off. No good. Mariah Bullock with the rebound. Here comes Mo on the run. Mariah down to Rachel Wilson. Jump. No, we're going to have a tie-up. Not a tie-up. We're going to have a foul, and they're going to get that on Maddie Miller. I thought we were heading for another jump ball there, Coach Ad.
Yeah, I think the Vikings caught a little break there. I think the coaches would have definitely preferred that jump ball in that situation.
Addie Ainsco posts up on the inbounds, flips it in, 6-0 Vikings.
Nice little out-of-bounds set. Madison the ball in a good position to score.
North Davies shot at the rim, no good. Here comes Mariah Bullock, and she's going to be have it tapped out of bounds. I thought that was borderline clothesline there, Coach Ash. So a touch foul on the last possession, and not so much that time.
No. Pretty good crowd tonight, Mike.
That's what I said.
Both student sections are well represented tonight.
Yep. So 6-0 Vikings, Ainsco with the basketball. Bar Eve, a good start here. As we mentioned, North Davies is the current holder of the Buggy Bowl. There's Ainsco. She's going to be fouled, no call. Here comes North Davies. Miller's got it. Going to skip it back to Ashley Knapp. Three going to be put up. It's an air ball. Rebounded, however, by North Davies. It's missed. And now they're going to get Tracy Stahl with an over-the-back foul. If I'm Brett Graber, that's... The official says it was all ball. I'll let you describe the play, Coach Ash.
Well, there was definitely some ball, but a little bit of arm as well.
Going to have another tie-up, possession arrow. This one going to give it back to Bar-E. So Vikings will have the basketball with a six-point lead here in the first quarter. Ainsco just about has taken away. And she's going to be fouled in the backcourt by Maya Knepp. That's team foul number four already on North Davies.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good hustle play by Maya Knepp, but diving after the ball, you take a girl's knee out, it's going to be an obvious foul. So be her first foul. Like you said, Mike, that's 14 fouls on the Cougars with 2:40 left to go here in the first quarter.
Ainsco going to skip it over. Bullock on the baseline. 10-footer, no good. Ainsco.
Oh.
And she's going to be fouled and go to the free throw line to shoot two. And they're going to get that on
Addie Miller. It's her second foul. Definitely was a lot of contact there. There's about three North Davies players I think they could have called it on. For Maddie Miller, she was the guilty person.
Ainsco gets the first one to go.
That's five for Addison Ainsco. Off to a really good start. She has five of Bar-E's first 7 points. Knocks the second free throw down. Bar-E with an 8-0 lead with 2:30 left in the first quarter. Steal. Pick the pocket right out front on top of the key.
And here comes Melissa Wagler. She's going to have it poked away. Ball on the floor. And North Davies going to touch it last on the sideline. So Bar-E going to get it. 8-0 Vikings, 2:13 left, opening quarter.
Both teams, girls diving on the floor for loose balls. Real scrappy tonight.
Going at it here early. Anna Foose with it. And her pass going to be picked up by Ainsco. Ainsco going to be fouled. She's going to go to the line to shoot two. Addie's been busy here in the early going.
She's just being very active, and the Vikings are doing a good job getting her the basketball in good positions. It was a nice backdoor cut initially. The pass was late, but then they were able to get the ball back to her on the block.
Addie's first charity toss is short.
That's a 16 foul, too, Mike, on North Davies. So Bar-E would be in the bonus for the last 10 minutes here in the first half.
Lindley Sheets in, Tracy Stahl in, Mo Bullock, Rachel Wilson out, and second one going to be missed. But Lindley going to pick one up. We're going to have a tie-up. Possession arrow going to give it back to North Davies. On a jump ball with Lindley Sheets, Aaron Ash. North Davies might get the ball back, but Lindley will be holding the ball last when she hands it to the official.
Yeah, that was good.
That's all I'm
going to
say.
That was good effort going after that free throw, missed free throw. She did a good job.
Miller, she's guarded by Ainsco. And Mayanep going to travel with it. Viking VIP pretty rowdy across the way, Coach Ash.
Yeah,
into
they are.
The game.
Man, the VIP and the Cougar Crazies tonight are got their own battle going. North Davies still in, looks like man-to-man.
Ainsco going to bounce it over to Tracy Stahl, out to Melissa Wagler. Ball going to be poked into the backcourt. Here comes Hannah Foose with it. Hannah bounces it through the hands of Tracy Stahl and out of bounds. Sloppy possession right there by the Vikes.
Yeah. That possession felt like it was a turnover a couple different times and caught it on the last pass.
So 8-0 Vikes, minute 20 left, opening quarter. Murray's still man-to-man. Ainsco guarding Miller. Miller going to bounce it over. Bueller going to have it poked, and here comes Hannah Foose. Hannah Foose on the run. Layup, got it. 10-0 Murray. So a good start here for the Vikings. Miller. Barry still man-to-man. Barry really just locking down the defensive end. North Davie's going to toss one up. No good. Lindley Sheets going to come out with it. Here comes Barry. Foose bounces it over. It's going to be on the floor. We're going to have a tie-up. No, we're not. Lindley Sheets going to pick it back up. She throws it up. No good. And Lindley, she's going to be called for a foul.
Good hustle, though.
That was
really
great
good
hustle.
Yeah. And Barif had missed an opportunity there, 2-on-1 with Hannah Foose and Addison Ainsco. And Maddie Miller did a nice job of kind of anticipating the pass from Hannah Foose and was able to pick it off. Hannah would have had an opportunity there just to go all the way to the rim. A nice defensive play. So the Cougars will get the ball back.
We're at 20 seconds left in the opening quarter. Ball on the floor. Tracy Stahl going to pick it up, and here comes Barree. Tracy over to Foose. Ball on the floor again. North Davie's going to pick it up. And we're going to have another jump ball with 7.9 seconds.
Ooh.
And the
Cougars are just... That was... Haley Bueller? Haley Bueller, I think, just got kind of a warning.
Yeah, and it's going to be Barry basketball with 7.9 left. 10-0 Barry, even the opener. It's been spirited in here, Coach Ash.
Yeah, you could say that. I would say the listeners at home can hear the crowd in the back.
On the inbounds. Ainsco off the glass, no good, tapped out of bounds, last touch by North Davies, and with 4.8, Barry will get it back, get it again.
Ooh, good opportunity there on the out-of-bounds play. Ainsco streaking to the basket there and just couldn't finish.
Lindley Sheets on the inbounds, 15-footer, no good. North Davies going to rebound it, and that's going to do it. Vikings pitch a shutout here in the opening quarter on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard. Barry 10. North Davies, nothing. Back to Barry High School after this one-minute timeout.
At Thompson Insurance, we make it easy, fast, and reliable. Make payments, changes to your policy, and get answers to your questions in a friendly and reliable atmosphere. Your local Hastings Mutual Insurance agent offers a full-service, independent agency experience. This is Frida at Thompson Insurance. Give me a call at 812-254-1987. I'm ready to help you find the right coverage for you at the best value. We specialize in farm, business, and personal insurance. Thompson Insurance on Main Street in downtown Washington.
Stop by Stop and See in Montgomery for their famous hand-breaded fish sandwiches. Stop and See has a full menu of sandwiches, salads, and all the sides, and much more. We have something for everyone. Take a break today and let Stop and See do the cooking for your family. Stop and See is located on Highway 50 in Montgomery. Call 812-486-3882, and we will have your order ready for pickup. Stop and See is a proud sponsor of Bar Reeve Sports.
Back at Kavanaugh Court, 10-0 Vikings on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard. It will be Bar Reeve basketball, or North Davies basketball, to start the second quarter. Busy first quarter for Addison Ainsco, Aaron Ash.
Yeah, she led the way with 6 points. Off to a really good start, active on both ends of the floor.
And North Davies going to throw it out of bounds on possession number one.
And they had Maddie Miller made a nice cut to the block, and the pass just went over her head, a little bit high on the pass.
with the basketball. Bullock over on the right side. Tracy Stahl's got it on the left side. Looking for Ains Coe. Ball going to be picked off and just telegraph that pass.
I think the first option there was not open, and North Davis did a nice job of reading that pass.
Miller's got it again. That's not Miller. That is Adrian Wagler. And she about got a five-second call. Tracy Stahl going to tap it. And almost an over-the-back or over-and-back violation, but Tracy tapped it in the backcourt, and then she's going to jump on top of the Lady Cougar. Can't do that.
No. Again, a good hustle play. Sometimes those fouls are the result of good hustle, and that's what Tracy was doing, diving on the floor and just got a little bit of the body there of the Cougar player. So foul on Tracy. That's her second foul, fourth team foul on Bar Reeve.
Miller with it. She's going to hit Knepp in the post. And Barry just really sticky in this man-to-man. Miller going to catch it. Jump shot. No good. Tapped around. Tracy Stahl with a rebound. Here comes Barry. And that one's going to be tapped out of bounds by North Davies. So the Vikings are going to get it again.
Again, Barry looking to go up the sideline. A little sideline break. And North Davies did a good job knocking it out of bounds.
Bullock has it. She's going to dribble it out. Are you going to get set? Looking for Rachel Wilson in the post. Rachel. And she's going to lay it up. And in. 12-0 Bar Eve. And that was Rachel and Ashley Knepp going at it. Good post offense and good post defense. And Rachel just kind of won the battle right there.
Yeah, it was a good entry pass from Mariah Bullock, too. But Rachel Wilson did a really good job of holding her post position until they could get the ball to her.
Ball on the floor. And here comes Ainsco ahead with it. Addison Ainsco. Going to go down, block. Her layup is no good, but she's going to go to the line to shoot two.
Cougar defender Emma Gray did a nice job of trying to get in a position to take a charge, but Addison just changed directions, and Gray was not able to hold that position for a charge, so it was a good block call. Addison will get two more free throws. She made her first two and missed her second two.
So Addie, next free throw, rolls in and good. 13-0 Bar Eve. Tracy Stahl out. Hannah Foose back in.
That's Emma Gray's second foul, so the foul's kind of piling up here for North Davis. It's her third player with two fouls here early on.
Addie got them both. 14-0. So Lady Cougars trying to get on the scoreboard. Miller down the lane. Short jumper. Got it. 14-2. North Davies on the board.
That's a nice drive there by Maddie Miller. Just drove right into the lane. Barry didn't do a very good job keeping her out of the lane. Nice little left-handed shot.
Hannah Foose around the corner that time. Shot no good. Rachel Wilson put back no good. And North Davies going to come out with it.
Barry missed a good opportunity there. Had a good look right around, two good looks right around the basket.
And they're going to throw it out of bounds on that possession, however, as Miller and Bueller not able to get in sync. I think Miller wanted Bueller to back cut right there.
Yeah, you can tell the Cougars are just getting really frustrated on the offensive end. Barry's defense has been very solid, man-to-man defense, and causing a lot of problems for the Lady Cougars.
Like North Davies going to trap this time, and it's going to be taken away. And layup in and good by Maya Knepp, and she's going to be fouled and go to the line looking to complete the three-point play.
Yeah, not a very good job there on offense for the Lady Vikings. They didn't recognize the change in defense for North Davis, and Viking, I think it was Melissa Wagler, got trapped in the top of the key and didn't have anywhere to throw it. And North Davis with a good steal and got the and one. Maya Knepp connects on the free throw. It's 14-5 Bar Reeve. And North Davis back in this. It's like a 2-3 zone, but they're picking him up at half court. Looking to trap.
Rachel Wilson off the glass. Shot up. No good. Foose going to pick it up, but she's going to travel with it. And North Davis on a 5-0 run here, and they're going to get the ball back.
Yeah, she got fouled after the travel, but there was definitely shuffling of the feet after the offensive rebound. So a little momentum here for the Cougars. 14-5 bar read. Cougars with the ball. 4:41 left in the second quarter.
Good move down the lane. Shot up no good, but Minette going to rebound it. Put back no good. Lindley going to grab the rebound. And she's going to be fouled by Nep. 80 feet from the basket, Coach. That's why there's so much turnover in coaching right there. That's the stuff that'll make your hair gray.
Yeah, well, you're not going to sleep at night either. And the bad thing, that's Maya Nep's third foul after she missed the layup and then gets a foul 80-plus feet from the basket. That is, Joey Riggins is not going to like that. So Lindley Sheets now will go the other way for a 1-1 opportunity.
So Lindley shooting the bonus, and it rolls in, 15-5.
Well, that was North Davis could have converted that. That was would have cut the lead to 7. And now you take a player, Maya Nep, with her third foul, is going to have to sit out the rest of the half and give Barrie an opportunity at the free throw line.
And Lindley's second rolls out, so here comes North Davies with it. North Davies quickly down the floor, and they're going to get a blocking foul on Lindley, and Buehler going to go to the line to shoot two.
Yeah, North Davies did a good job sprinting the ball up the floor. And Lindley was trying to take a charge. She turned to the side, and it was definitely a block. She wasn't in a good position to get it. And Buehler will have an opportunity.
Buehler's first free throw, in and good. 15-6.
Cougars look a little bit better on the offensive end now that they kind of cracked that scoring column.
Well, they've been a little bit more aggressive,
yeah.
I think. Kind of going downhill. She misses the second one. And Lindley going to be fouled by Nep. And that's another one 80 feet from the basket. And look down at our old friend, Coach Joey Riggins, and he's just got his hands on his head. Like, come on, guys.
Yeah, no, he can't be happy. That, you know, Lindley Sheets did a good job blocking out. And as the going after a rebound, if you're blocked out, you just can't go over the back and hack the arm trying to get a rebound. It's just not a very smart play. So Lindley have another opportunity at the free throw line.
And that one rolls out. So
North Davies dodging some bullets there.
Unable to capitalize here. Miller going to have it poked away, but North Davies going to pick it up. And they're going to miss a travel. And Ashley Knapp going to lay it in. So North Davies gets a break. It's 15-8 now.
It's good. Good ball movement there by the Cougars. Nice bounce pass to Ashley Knapp for the layup.
Ainsco, Lindley in the corner. Is that a three? That's a long two. 17-8.
I think she had her foot on it. Good.
She's got a good touch. She's made more than one of those this year. North Davies, however, on the other end, going to pick one up off the ground and lay it up and in. It's 17-10. That was
Buehler.
So it's a 7-point game. 3.5 minutes left here in the second quarter. Foos over to Melissa Wagler. Melissa, Lindley going to take another one. Nope. But rebounded by Mariah Bullock. Moe around everybody. Layup got it. 19-10.
Mariah Bullock in the right place at the right time. Offensive rebound and is able to finish.
And behind the defense again is Ashley Knapp. She's going to be fouled, but I think they're going to get that on the floor.
And Lindley Sheets.
And is that a 1-1?
Yep, that's okay. The Vikings' 17th foul, so that's going to be Lindley's third foul.
And all they've done is made just a little pass fake and then a diagonal pass fake and a direct pass, and it's really, really paid some dividends. And free throw going to be banked in. You get half a point for that or a whole one?
I think you get a whole one, Mike. Ashley kind of smiled after that banked in. And
Ashley Knapp has one more. And almost banked that one in.
Yes, she did.
So here comes Ainsco on the run. And Ainsco going to be fouled, and she'll go to the line to shoot two.
Foul's going to be on Tippery. It's her first foul. Marie now in the double bonus for the last 2 minutes and 54 seconds. Ainsco is going to get two free throws.
Addy at the line. Got the first one.
It's Addison's 9th point. She's got 9 of the Viking 20.
And got them both.
Murray back to man-to-man here in the half court.
Bueller with it, going to cross over Kenzie Schwarzentruber, who's just in the game. Kenzie going to tap it out of bounds. And Miller with it on the inbounds. And a three going to be taken. It's going to be an air ball, but North Davie's going to run it down.
Oh, nice pass.
And Knapp going to have her shot blocked by Ainsco, and then they're going to foul Ainsco. You guessed it, Aaron Ash.
Oh, man.
80 feet from the basket.
Well, Coach Riggins is not going to be happy with the foul, but it did prevent an Addison Ainsco layup on the other end because she was off to the races, and it would have been a layup. That is going to be Ashley Knapp's second foul.
And Addie got another one. 22-11, so North Davie's cut into that lead for a second, but Bar Eve has...
This is going to be Addison Ainsco's 10th free throw of the first half.
And she got them both. 23-11.
She's made 8 of them, Mike. That's a pretty good percentage.
That ain't bad. So Miller with it, going to bounce it over to Emma Gray. She's guarded by Bullock. Into the post, Miller. Shot off the glass, no good. And last touch went off the hand of Addison Ainsco out of bounds. So the Cougars going to get it on the baseline. On the inbounds. Wagler has it for North Davies. Back to Gray. They're looking for Ashley Knapp in the post. And can't find her. Gray stuck in the lane. And pass going to be picked off now. Melissa Wagler going to come away with it.
Oh.
Mariah Bullock with it. And Mariah going to be fouled and go to the line to shoot two. Did that pass hit Mariah Bullock
yes.
in the face?
Yes. Yes, it did. Lucky enough, she got it back. And the foul, it looks like, is on number 14, Adrian Wagler. That's her first foul. So Bullock now will get two free throws.
Mo with the line, shooting two. Mo's first one is short. Mariah will have one more. And second one, that's going to be short as well. So, Bar Eve misses a chance right there. North Davies really running it up the floor again. Miller over to Bueller. Bueller sets for three. It's long. Rebounded by Gray, however. She's down. Layup, got it. 23-13. Bikes by 10.
North Davies has to be happy with the start they had. They are only down 10. A little bit of foul trouble.
It's like a 2-3 zone this time. And Bar Eve going to hold it here?
It looks like they're going to set on it here. Some foul trouble for both teams. Probably a little more with North Davies than what Bar Eve has.
Ainsco.
Coach Riggins is going to come out and put a little pressure on him here.
Ainsco going to skip it over. Melissa Wagler on the baseline. Her shot's an air ball. Kenzie Schwarzentruber going to pick it up. And Hannah Foos going to be fouled and go to the line to shoot two.
And North Davis did a pretty good job getting the shot. 17-footer on the baseline. They got the shot they wanted the Vikings to take, but could not corral the rebound. So Hannah Foos, nice offensive rebound. Got fouled on the shot. She's going to shoot two.
Hannah at the line. Her first free throw bounces in. That, Aaron Ash, was a friendly bounce.
Yeah. Too bad you don't get a point for every time it bounces on the rim. That probably hit the rim four times and dropped in.
I think so, yeah.
That was a nice touch.
And a second one. That's going to roll out. And they're going to get a foul on Ainsco there over the back. That's going to be a bonus situation for North Davies. That turned into a hip toss, Aaron Ash. That's going to be Addie's first.
I think one official had it as a jump ball, and the other official had it as a foul. I kind of thought it was probably a little aggressive on the free throw going over the back.
Free throw is short. Here comes Ainsco running it up the floor. Bullock going to set for three. No good. Mariah with her own rebound, however, dumps it down. Foos, layup, no good. Ainsco, she's going to be fouled. Go back to the line to shoot two more, Aaron Ash.
And if you're Barry, that's who you want to get to the line.
24-13 Vikes, 38 seconds left.
It's been a strange half.
I mean, one way to put it.
A lot of fouls. That foul's on Bueller, Haley Bueller. That's their third foul.
Addie's free throw rolls out. No good.
I think we got Jenna Harrison ready to check in. Looks like for Addison Ainsco. Got it?
She got it. It's going to be a defensive substitution, making sure Addie goes to the locker room with that one foul, I think.
Yeah.
So, North Davies with the basketball. Let's see if Barif is content to give the last shot. And Maddie Miller going to go around everybody, lay it up, got it. 35-15, that was not a good offensive possession. So Melissa Wagler, we are now at 10 seconds. North Davies in a 2-3 zone. We're at 5 seconds. Barry, we got nothing going. Jenna Harrison, jumper from the corner, got it. Just like they drew it up.
Oh, good for her, the freshman, coming off the bench. Good for Jenna.
Oh, my. At halftime on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, 27-15, Vikings on top. Halftime tonight brought to you by the Montgomery Medical Associates and my friend and yours, Dr. Merle Holzapple. And thank you to the Montgomery Medical Associates for joining us all season long. We're going to take a 3-minute timeout, and when we come back, we'll have all the halftime statistics set up the second half. Vikings lead at 27-15. Back to Kavanaugh Court in 3 minutes.
Montgomery Medical Associates offering hometown medical care for the entire family. Flu season is upon us. Get your flu shots now at Montgomery Medical. No appointment needed. Office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. For an appointment, call 812-486-2842. Dr. Merle Hallsapple and staff want the Vikings to have a healthy and injury-free game. Doc says there's no cure for the Viking fever. For an appointment, call 812-486-2842. Go Vikings!
JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Oden-Kettleburg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Oden-Kettleburg Road, next to Graber Post.
This Christmas, give the gift that says, "You've been good this year." Give a new Ford from Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. Why? Because when someone does the right thing, it's important to let them know that you've noticed. Plus, right now, during Ford's Built for the Holidays event, you can save with special financing and cash back options to qualified buyers. Ford, because doing the right thing matters. Drive one home for Christmas from Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington or online at BillDobson.com.
The Switzer Trooper Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin is proud to serve residents of Davies County and the surrounding communities. Grant Swartz and Trooper and Abby Brown focus on real estate transactions, estate planning and administration, county government, business contracts, and personal injury. With two locations now at 412 East Flora Street in Washington and the corner of Main and Spring Street in Odin. Call 812-254-7268 for professional legal advice today. Swartz and Trooper Brown, attorneys at law, on the case, working hard for you. Congratulations to the Montgomery Helena team, recently chosen out of 41 locations in the North Central Division to receive the Branch of the Year Award. The Helena team would like to say thanks to their hard-working, loyal employees for always putting customer service first. And most of all, a big thank you to all the loyal farmers in our communities over the past year for trusting Helena products on your farm. From all of us at Helena, thanks for such an honor, and we wish each and every one of our friends and family a very blessed and Merry Christmas.
Now with fast fiber on ramps to the internet from RTC Communications, you can get online faster than ever. With RTC Communications, you get fast upload and download, streaming movies with virtually no buffering, and no data caps. The simple translation, quality, reliable internet service you can always count on. Call RTC Communications at 812-486-3211 and get your own fast IntelliSense speed internet on ramp today.
Back at Kavanaugh Court. How about the Garrett Bell Five, Aaron Ash?
Oh, they're phenomenal.
Got a little Seven Nation Army.
Oh, they're really good.
Going across the way. Unbelievable talent by those guys.
Yeah, Garrett Bell, Griffin Bell, Dalton Whitehead, and Hayden Foose. They're really good.
I've heard we've got tension in the band because Kaylin Kloppenstein couldn't be here tonight because she had a piano lesson.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so Garrett Bell said this morning, you know, we got to get more serious about our gigs. So, yeah, he was mentioning that to me first period today. So Kaylin, skip piano lessons from here on out so you can play Van Halen.
That was
the message. So, no, those guys are phenomenal. Good work by them. So, halftime brought to you by Montgomery Medical Associates. Halftime scoring, Aaron Ash.
Yeah, we'll start with the North Davis Cougars. They were led by sophomore guard Maddie Miller. She had 4 points, 2 two-point field goals. Ashley Knepp had 3 points, 1 two-point field goal, 1 of 2 from the free throw line. Haley Bueller with 3 points, 1 two-point field goal, 1 of 3 from the free throw line. Maya Knepp had 3 points. She had 1 two-point field goal, 1 of 1 from the free throw line. And Emma Gray rounded the scoring out with 1 two-point field goal for 2 points. Add all of that up, and you have 15 first-half points for the Lady Cougars. For the Lady Vikings, they were led by Addison Ainsco. Addison was 9 of 12 from the free throw line at two-point field goals for Addison. So that will be 13 first-half points for Addison Ainsco. She was followed by Mariah Bullock with 4 points, 2 two-point field goals, 0 of 2 from the free throw line. 3 points for Hannah Foose, 1 two-point field goal, 1 of 2 from the free throw line. 3 points for Lindley Sheets, 1 two-point field goal, 1 of 3 from the free throw line. 2 points for Rachel Wilson on 1 two-point field goal. And Jenna Harrison with the buzzer beater at the end of the second quarter for 1 two-point field goal for 2 points for Jenna. So again, Addison Ainsco leading the way with 13 first-half points, 9 of those coming from the free-throw line. 4 points, Mariah Bullock, 3 for Hannah Foose, 3 for Lindley Sheets, 2 for Rachel Wilson, and 2 for Jenna Harrison for a total of 27 points. Quarter scoring, the Bar Eve Lady Vikings got out to a 10-0 start in the first quarter. Like I said, 10 for the Vikings, 0 for the Cougars. Second quarter, much more competitive. Bar Eve put 17 points in the second quarter to North Davis's 15 in the second quarter. Add all that up, you have a 27-15 Bar Eve lead at the half.
Off air, Aaron Ash, a second ago, you mentioned something along the lines of, you know, it's a good start for the Vikings, but in reality, it feels like, you know, Bar Eve, we ought to be ahead by a little bit more right now.
Yeah, you look at the scoreboard, it's a 12-point game, and you do. You feel like with North Davis's foul trouble, a lot of foul trouble for the Cougars, Bar Eve just has some missed opportunities, but North Davis did a good job in that second quarter of getting themselves back into this game. They could have very easily just thrown the towel in, and there's a lot of fight in them tonight. And like I said, it's it's a basketball game now. 12 points is not insurmountable when you're coming back out in the halftime. You got to get some momentum early. If you can get it into single digits early here in the second half, the first 3 or 4 minutes, Coach Riggins will be really pleased.
All right. Well, 27-15 at halftime. We're going to take a 3-minute timeout, and when we come back, second half action. Back to Kavanaugh Court right after this.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
Your neighborhood Chuckles convenience store has the perfect gift for that hard-to-buy-for person on your Christmas list. Why not pick them up a Chuckles gift card? It fits all sizes and makes a great stocking stuffer. Use the card for snacks and items inside or to fill up your tank. Be sure to ask about the Chuckles Rewards card while you're there. Save 10 cents per gallon and receive other great discounts with the Rewards card. The Chuckles gift card and Chuckles Rewards card. Great ways to give and save from your neighborhood Chuckles convenience store.
The Montgomery Ruitton Club is proud to be a part of Montgomery and Davies County. The Ruitton Club and all its members are proud supporters of the Barrie Vikings. Important dates to remember are always available on the new and improved website. Just visit www.montgomeryruittonclub.com for events at the park, campground information, and dates for the upcoming Turkey Trot Festival. The Montgomery Ruitton Club is proud to back the Barrie Vikings. Sail on, Mighty Vikings, from the members and board of directors of the Montgomery Brewerton Club.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
The Landmark Surveying Company has offered professional land surveying services to southwestern Indiana for nearly 15 years. With a broad base of experience in land development and boundary surveying that spans industrial, commercial, and residential applications, but specialize in meeting the specific needs of their clients. So if you're looking to divide a large tract for commercial purposes or just sell an acre lot to a neighbor, call Landmark Surveying Company at 257-0950 and ask for Darren or Dennis Helms. That's Landmark Surveying at 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950.
The savings now during the Big Finish event at the Washington Chrysler Center. Just announced, the award-winning Ram truck has been named the 2019 Motor Trend Truck of the Year. Now at the Washington Chrysler Center, you can take home a new 2019 Ram Laramie Crew Cab with rebates up to $10,000, starting as low as $38,880. Unbelievable savings for an unbelievable award-winning truck. But you must act fast during the Big Finish event, now underway at the Washington Chrysler Center, downtown Washington.
At least we didn't try it.
Back at Kavanaugh Court, Vikings basketball to begin third quarter action. And the original five starters are on the floor. Looks like Bar-Eve, they boxing one. Well, Nortavia's going to pick one off right off the bat. And layup is no good. And I think they've got a boxing one on Addison Ainscoe.
Probably not a bad idea after that first half.
Melissa Wagler going to pull up. Shot no good. Rachel Wilson, her rebound put back no good. Rebounded by Emma Gray, and here comes North Davies.
Oh, missed opportunities both ways. North Davies with the early steal, missed a layup, and then Rachel Wilson had a nice look underneath and couldn't connect. Both teams off to shaky first 30 seconds here.
Miller going to have it poked away by Tracy Stahl. Tracy's layup, no good. Tapped out of bounds, last touch by Ainscoe, so... not sharp here, nearly going double A.
No, Ainscoe probably fortunate she didn't get an over the back foul on that offensive rebound. Cougars will take possession.
Who puts the super in superintendent, Travis or Aaron Ash?
Well, I've seen Travis Madison and Bob Bell here tonight.
It is like
well represented.
North Davies going to carry it. Emma Gray. I bet they're talking about who's not going to call the delay first the next time we have one.
We're going to miss a big snowstorm, it looked like.
Yeah.
Right? Down in Kentucky's going to get hit pretty hard.
Ainsco going to kick it back. Tracy Stahl over to Bullock. Moe with it. Going to bounce it to Melissa Wagler. Rachel Wilson down to Ainsco. Bullock going to set for a three. Got it. 30-15. The Vikings have doubled up the Cougars again.
Ball went inside. Got kicked out to Mariah Bullock. Good look. Was able to connect. That's the first three-point make by either team tonight.
Ashley Knapp with it now for North Davies. Bueller's got it now. I'm going to try to get around Tracy Stahl. Can't do it. Emma Gray has her drive cut off. There's Ashley Knapp. Long two, no good. And they're going to get Melissa Wagler on some type of blockout foul there.
Yeah, she had a good initial blockout, but she just held it too long, and the North Davis player jumped, and it looked like Melissa was undercutting her a little bit, so the official went with that call. No argument from the Bar Eve bench. It's Melissa's first foul.
So North Davies with the basketball. Gray trying to get around Bullock. She does. Her shot off the glass, no good. And good block out by Rachel Wilson. That's going to be another foul on Ashley Knapp. And three or four on Ashley?
I think that's three on Ashley. Yep.
Okay.
Three on her and three on Maya Knapp as well. And Haley Bueller, I think, also has three fouls. So looks like North Davis is in a little 3-2 zone.
Yeah,
maybe a little matchup. Looks like they're matching, trying to match up out of it.
So Melissa Wagler over to Bullock. Moe with it. Back behind the volleyball line out near the center circle over to Addie Ainsco. Melissa. Moe Bullock. And almost a travel on Ainsco. Moe had a three and she passed it up.
Yeah, she had a good look there. Barry being very patient.
Rachel Wilson in the post. No good. Ainsco, left hand layup. Got it. Addie right there on that opposite side. 32-15.
Now Wilson with a good look, but Addison in the right spot at the right time on the weak side to get the rebound and put back. Well, that was a nice pass.
Yeah, good slip right there by Ashley Knapp. Good pass by Gray. Cougars on the board here in the second half, 32-17.
Really nice possession. One of their better possessions on offense tonight.
Bullock. And her pass going to be picked off. And here comes Bueller. Going to have her dribble killed. Gray going to pick it up. Down to Knapp. And Barrie out of position on defense. There's Knapp again. Layup missed it. And she might have got away with foul number four right there. Now there's going to be a tie-up. Possession arrow going to give it back to North Davies.
Yeah, I think she did get away with number four, but good hustle. And a golden opportunity missed there. She had a really good look at that layup. 30. Barry's still in man-to-man. Her man-to-man's been pretty good tonight,
Mike. It's been real good. And just as we say that, Emma Gray going to drive around Bullock, make a eight-footer in the lane. 32-19.
The defense just got a little extended there, and Gray did a nice job driving into the lane.
Mariah Bullock going to set for three on the other end. Got another one. 35-19.
That's Mariah's second three tonight. She has 10 points tonight. She is really digging down here defensively. Oh.
We got bodies on the floor, Coach Ash.
That was Tracy Stahl. She was following her offensive player, and Gray stopped with the basketball, and Tracy just kind of ran her over, so it would be a foul on the floor. That's Tracy's third foul, though, for Barrie. Hello. Nice out-of-bounds play.
On the inbounds, hits Bueller. Bueller missed a wide-open layup. And Barrie, Mariah Bullock has a run out. Going to be stopped, however. Melissa Wagler over to Tracy Stahl. Tracy for three. Got it. You need to talk about not hitting any threes in the first half all weekend if you can, Ash. You got to throw that reverse jinx on when we go to Linton and play Evansville Memorial on Saturday.
No kidding.
Good drive by Gray. She's going to be fouled by Bullock and go to the line to shoot two.
That's a third straight possession that they've just kind of spread the floor and let Gray work on Bullock, and Mariah needs to back off just a touch. She's getting a little extended, and Gray's doing a nice job just driving hard to the middle. Got Mariah in a bad position there and had to foul. That's Mariah's first foul, though. Only one on her.
First free throw, no good. Gray will have one more. Got the second one. 38-20. Bikes now by 18. It was a 12-point lead at halftime. Ains go. Tracy Stahl. That three no good. It's long and rebounded by North Davies. 3 minutes left here. Third quarter. Maddie Miller. And North Davies get a reset. Gray has it. And ball on the floor. Rachel Wilson going to pick it up. Here comes Mariah Bullock. And we're going to have a charge. She's going to hit Ashley Knepp. And that's going to be team foul number 4 on Barre.
Yeah, Mariah, pretty easy call really for the official. Mariah was just a little out of control, and I'd like to see Mariah either stop there and maybe pull up for a little jump shot.
30-second timeout on the floor, and you got Ainsco getting stretched over there or something. Is that a cramp, Coach Ash?
I don't know what we have over there. It looks like maybe a cramp, doesn't it, Mike?
Yeah. I know the...
That's not a knee or an ankle
move
or
that they're using on her. I used to get those when I would... I used to get those when I used to work out and exercise all the time in the middle of the night. And I decided that's stupid.
That's right.
A lot of O-wing going on here, Ash. I don't know what's going on. Gray going to go around everybody again. Going to have it poked away. Tie up this time. Possession arrow back to Barre.
Emma Gray has done a nice job this second half of really just driving to the middle of the floor. She's got herself in the middle of the Barre defense several times. Barre's got to do a little better job of guarding the basketball.
Not only has the guards been extended, but I think kind of everybody has, because your help has not been in the vicinity.
Yeah.
Melissa Wagler going to have it picked away. We're going to have a tie-up. Possession arrow back to North Davies, I believe.
Yeah.
So what started as a quick first few minutes of the third quarter has now slowed down. It's ground to a halt. North Davies with the basketball again. And now we're going to get a moving screen on North Davies. And that's going to be on Maddie Miller.
I didn't see that, Mike.
I have to say I didn't either.
That's her third foul. That's a big call.
So, North Davies extending their defense a little bit. Rachel Wilson on the baseline. Layup, got it. Good move by Rachel down on the baseline. 40-20. So North Davies, Gray going down the lane again. Her shot going to be partially blocked. And here comes Melissa Wagler with it. Down to Hannah Foos. Foos off the glass. In and good, 42-20. And Barre has really blown it open here.
Yes, they have. They've had a nice little stretch. Three threes here in this quarter. Some nice, easy baskets inside. Lady Vikings have had a nice quarter.
And Foos going to pick off another steal, go down off the glass, lay it up, no good, but Hannah going to go to the line to shoot two.
Hannah just read that pass, did a nice job deflecting it with the outside hand. Was able to get the steal and get fouled on the other end. That foul's going to be on Emma Gray. That's going to be her third foul.
So Hannah at the line, shooting two. Her first one is in and good. Got a couple of kind rolls tonight, Ash.
Yeah, she has.
Hannah with another one. Got them both, 44-20. And every time the Vikings score now, it's their biggest lead of the game. So Gray again. Her drive is cut off. Over to Buehler. Buehler just bullies her way inside. Her shot no good. Rebounded, and Bullock going to come out with it. And here comes Moe with the basketball. Over to Tracy Stahl. And we're at 30 seconds left. Here, Coach Brett Graber in one shot. Addie Ainsco still behind the bench trying to get these cramps worked out. And North Davie's bringing a little pressure right here. Melissa will bounce it over to Rachel Wilson. Tracy Stahl. Down to Rachel in the post. Layup, no good. And rebounded by Miller. And that's going to do it. Barre, though, they double their lead here in quarter number three on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard. Vikings 44, North Davies 20. Back to Barre after this 1 minute timeout.
Hi, this is Rita at Thompson Insurance. Thompson Insurance has been serving this community since 1963. We promise to work hard to get you the best insurance value for your dollar. Call us today at 812-254-1987 and let one of our knowledgeable agents help you with your insurance needs. Auto Owners Insurance Company offers a paid in full discount when your premiums are paid in full. Thompson Insurance on Main Street in Washington, treating you the way we would want to be treated.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Good quarter for the Lady Vikings, Aaron Ash.
Very good quarter. 17-5. Vikings extended their lead from 12 at the half. Now Vikings up by 24. Barre will get the possession coming out here in the fourth quarter. Looks like North Davis has went back to man-to-man defense. And Addison Ainsco is still trying to get loosened up here on the sidelines.
Bullock's got it. A little dribble handoff. Foos over to Tracy Stahl. Barre just trying to extend that defense, turn a corner. Rachel, good move in the lane. Rachel, 46-20.
It was a good move. Nice little pull-up shot, about 8 feet.
And there's Ainsco going back to the scorer's table. Maddie Miller, long jumper, no good. Good rebound by Hannah Foos. Bad pass by Hannah Foos. Good defensive play by Hannah Foos. And North Davie's going to get it back underneath their own basket.
It was a great rebound, and Hannah just was trying to get an outlet pass, but Rachel Wilson was running down the floor, and I don't think Rachel's the one you want to outlet the ball to anyway, so that's a nice teachable moment there for Coach Graber. But again, Hannah Foos loved the effort.
Yep, certainly. She plays hard. Gray with the basketball. There's Nep in the lane. Long three going to be put up and no good. And rebound by Barre. Here comes Tracy Stahl away with it.
A scrappy play by Ainsco on the floor and made a nice little pass.
Ainsco for three in transition. She gave us three goggles there, Coach Ash.
Oh, yes.
49-20. Yeah.
Came right back in and knocks a three down. I think she's okay. So
Saw him squirting something in her mouth. I don't know if it's pickle juice or whatever you do. And Barrie going to pick one off the other way. No, they're not. North Davie's going to save it. And they're going to have to foul Maya Knepp. So 49-20, they're going to get that foul on Tracy Stahl.
Yeah, Tracy's fourth foul, I believe. So I got three on the board. Maybe that's her third.
So on the inbounds, North Davies, Miller's got it. Gray, she's going to be stopped. Over to Wagler. And Foose going to tap it out of bounds into the Cougar bench. So North Davies with it in the backcourt now. Wagler's got it on the right side. Back to Gray. All Vikings here. 5:45 left, 49-20. Gray over to Wagler. Good defense by Ainsco there on the baseline. She's going to have to skip it back out to Gray. Gray. Maya Knepp. Good move by Knepp. Left-hand layup. Got it.
Nice little shot fake. Went right to the basket. It's a nice move.
Mo Bullock, another three. That one going to be short. North Davies going to pick it up.
Probably a little bit quick. I think Coach Graber would like to see maybe a reversal or two before you pull the trigger.
Maddie Miller with it. Miller out to Bueller. It's a little dribble drive action right here is all North Davies is trying to get done. But Barrie going to pick one off, and they're going to get a foul on Emma Gray.
It's going to be the fourth foul on Emma Gray. Fourth team foul for the Lady Cougars.
You know what I want, Aaron Ash?
What do you want?
I want Lindley Sheets in the game right now. That's what I want. I want Lindley time.
I don't know if Coach Graber or Coach Holt would check their phones during the game.
A good play by Barrie, and Ainsco going to miss the layup.
It was well executed.
It really was. And long jumper put up by North Davies on the other end. Last touch by the Lady Cougars, however. Barrie going to get it back. What's Ainsco have so far tonight?
Well, let me add it up, Michael.
Because she's had some looks at the basket that could have really added to that total.
We got 18 tonight.
18. It could very easily be in the 20s somewhere. But
yes.
As they say in sports, Coach, it's easier to slow somebody down than it is to speed somebody up. And good, what we call the horn set, Coach Ash, as Hannah Foose going to drive around everybody, be fouled, lay it in, and she's going to go to the line to shoot.
Yeah, that was a nice little set. Hannah did a good job driving the basketball. Was able to get a little bit of contact from Maya Knepp. That's her fourth foul. Hannah will have a chance to make a three-point play.
And she does.
Hey, there's Lindley Sheets.
Lindley in. Rachel Wilson sits down. Like I said, Lindley time. That's what I want.
Yes.
When she comes in, physicality's coming with her.
Lady Vikings still in man-to-man.
Maya Knepp's got it. Ainsco really wreaking havoc. North Davie's going to wiggle out of it. Wagler going to be fouled on a three by Hannah Foose. And Foose knew it right away.
Yeah. Barrie defense got a little bit out of position. They were kind of in chase mode, and Hannah was chasing the ball. Ran right into the shooter and definitely got her on the arm. So Adrian Wagler would get three free throws. Foose knew it right when it happened.
51-22 Vikes. Got the second one. And she got two out of three, 52-24.
So all Vikings here, Barrie by 28. And Ainsco going to be fouled with 3:56 left. So that's 16 fouls on each of the Cougars and the Vikings. So both teams will be in the bonus the rest of the night. And that is five fouls on...
Yeah, it's five fouls on Emma Gray. Oh, no.
Yeah, they're going to give that to Maya and Ebb. I think they meant...
Yep.
They may have.
Yeah, I think...
I see what happened. They...
Just put it on the scoreboard.
Yeah,
huh?
The officials... Yeah, he held up a two and a three. Well, they put a three and a two on the scoreboard. Doesn't matter. That's five on Emma Gray. Somebody fouled out.
Yes.
It's 23 or 32.
One or the other. I think it just got put on the board a little bit wrong. The referee was correct.
There's Lindley Sheets. Her shot, no good, but there's Foose on the other side. Rebound putback's no good, but Hannah going to go to the line to shoot two free throws.
That Cougars did a good job. They got the shot they wanted. They just could not get the rebound. Not in good position. It's Foose to get two free throws. Mackenzie Schwartzentruber getting ready to check in for the Lady Vikings.
And Foose got another one. And has had a nice night tonight.
She's going to check in for Addison Ainsco. Gets a nice applause coming off. That might be Addison's last time we see her tonight. Hannah Foose connects on the second free throw. She's 6 of 7 from the free throw line. She's had a nice ball game tonight.
And on the other end, pass going to be ripped away. It's a 30-point lead for Bar Eve. Melissa Wagler out to Lindley Sheets. She's just going to bull her way. Lindley thought she got fouled there, Coach Ash.
Yeah, I think Lindley was expecting a little more contact. Lindley's just got to go up and use her strength and play through that contact.
North Davies, just a little offense here. Mayan Epp in the lane, got it. 54-26.
Nice little cut by Mayan Epp.
3 minutes left to go in the game. Twenty-six-point lead and 2:50 left. We're looking for anything to cheer about, Coach Ash.
Yeah, the VIP, they're, I don't want to say they're bored over there. You never want to say that whenever you're, you have a nice, comfortable lead, but they are wanting something to cheer about, I think.
So, 2:30 left. Hannah Foose over to Kenzie Schwartzentruber. Out to Lindley Sheets. She's behind the volleyball line. Everybody's, I heard some people saying, pull, pull, pull. Lindley. Over to Kenzie Schwartz. Bounces it over to Mo Bullock. We're at 2 minutes.
Already being very patient. North Davis not really pressuring too much here.
Kenzie Schwartz has got it again. She's going to back it out over to Lindley Sheets.
Well, there's that. Yeah.
And good delay offense. Foose gets behind everybody, lays it up and in. 56-26.
It's Hannah's 14th point tonight.
Wow, that is a quiet 14. I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
But, yeah, she's really had a nice night. Forced jumper the other way, no good. And Sheets going to foul Ashley Knepp. Claire Doyle wants a shout-out. Hello, Claire Bear. Got bad news, Claire. Daisy J will not be at school tomorrow for the...
Claire, I think it's bedtime.
Yeah.
8:50. You got school tomorrow. It's time to get those PJs on and get ready for bed. How about Claire listening on a Thursday night at 8:50? Good for her.
Ashley Knepp misses a free throw. Kenzie Schwartz grabs a rebound. Mo Bullock. And my favorite Schwarzentruber wants a shout out. Not Josh, not Seth, not Matt, not Tim. Sid the Kid, Sidney Schwarzentruber. Hello, right. Sid the Kid. Yes. Eighth grader here at BR. Volleyball and tennis teammate of my daughter in the eighth grade.
It's time for bed for you too, Sid. Get rested up. Big day tomorrow.
Looks like Claire's sitting on the washer and she's happy. We're at 40 seconds left. Lindley's got it. I don't think Barre's going to shoot again unless they try to get Ashley Gabhart a shot. Kenzie Schwarzentruber over to Bullock.
Ashley's trying to post up. She needs to come out here by the volleyball line.
Chuck one, baby.
Yeah, get out here and get the ball.
We're at 20 seconds. And we're at 10, and I don't think Barry's going to shoot
Mike,
again.
I'm going to go present the trophy.
Be a good move. So Aaron Ash going to do his athletic director trophies. Lady Vikings going to reclaim the Buggy Bowl tonight. The final on the JJ's concrete scoreboard. All Vikings here tonight. They win it 56-26 over North Davies. They reclaim the Buggy Bowl trophy. We're going to take one timeout, and when we come back, we'll have all of the post-game show. We'll have the Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game and more. Vikings win it tonight, 56-26. Back to Kavanaugh Court right after this.
Your financial security deserves the professional attention of a full-time financial advisor. This is Sarah Browning with Edward Jones at 310 Southeast 21st Street in Washington. If you want investment information and service that's tailored specifically to your needs, put our years of experience to work for you. At Edward Jones, we offer stocks, corporate bonds, government bonds, and tax-advantaged investments. Give me a call at 254-3739. Let's help make your money work harder starting today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Oden-Kettleburg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Oden-Kettleburg Road, next to Graber Post.
The Vikings are working hard to achieve their dreams and goals. You dream of someday enjoying a relaxing retirement? Saving now affects the lifestyle you'll be able to have in the future. This is Alex Knepp, your local financial advisor with German American. I specialize in developing plans to help you meet your dreams and goals. Invest with the name you know and trust. Call today at 254-5909 or stop by and see me in Washington or Lagodi. And good luck to all Viking teams.
This Christmas, give the gift that says, you've been good this year. Give a new Ford from Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. Why? Because when someone does the right thing, it's important to let them know that you've noticed. Plus, right now, during Ford's Built for the Holidays event, you can save with special financing and cash back options to qualified buyers. Ford, because doing the right thing matters. Drive one home for Christmas from Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington or online at BillDobson.com.
Back at Kavanaugh Court, 56-26. Pretty convincing tonight here for the Vikings.
Yeah, the Lady Vikings just got off to a great start and then just kept building each quarter. The second quarter was definitely North Davis's best quarter, only getting outscored 17-15. The Vikings just owned the rest of the basketball game. We'll start with the Lady Cougars with some final game statistics. Scoring for the Cougars, they were led by Maya Knepp, sophomore forward. She had 7 points. Emma Gray, a sophomore guard, had 5 points. Ashley Knepp, junior forward, with 5. 4 points for Maddie Miller. Again, she's a sophomore guard. 3 points for Haley Bueller, another sophomore. And 2 points for Adrian Wagler, a junior for the Cougars. So, you know, for North Davis, they have a lot of youth. So, you know, there's some growing pains this year, but there's definitely some talent on the Lady Cougars. So, you know, in future years, I think you're going to see North Davis be a very, very formidable opponent, and Coach Riggins will keep that program moving in the right direction. So, again, Maya Knepp led the way with 7 points tonight. For the Lady Vikings, They were led by Addison Ainsco. She had 18 points for Barrie, 14 points for Hannah Foose, 10 points for Mariah Bullock, 6 points Rachel Wilson, 3 points for Lindley Sheets, 3 points for Tracy Stahl, and 2 points from freshman Jenna Harrison. So again, Addison Ainsco led the way from start to finish with 18 points, 14 for Hannah Foose, 10 for Mariah Bullock, 6 for Rachel Wilson, 3 points apiece for Lindley Sheets and Tracy Stahl, and 2 points for Jenna Harrison. For a final score of 56-26, Lady Vikings come out victorious.
All right, little hardware to pass out tonight. Coach Ash, Bill Dobson, Ford Tough Player of the Game.
Yeah, we are going to go with Addison Ainsco tonight. She, like I said, she just kind of dominated the game from the start to the finish. She was both ends of the floor, rebounding. She had a good night at the free throw line and just had a really, really productive basketball game. Her length and ball handling ability makes it, she's just a tough matchup for other teams, and she had a great game tonight. So we're going with Addison Ainsco, the sophomore guard for the Lady Vikings.
Addison Ainsco tonight's Bill Dobson, Ford Tough Player of the Game. Well, Coach, lots of basketball on tap this weekend. I know you are excited about it. I am too.
Oh, I am. Yeah, definitely, Mike. We've got probably, or at least one of the toughest weekends that we're going to see all year on the boys' side. We travel to Linton on Friday night, and we get an opportunity to go to the Ford Center and play Evansville Memorial. You know, a top 10 3A team, a top 10 2A team. See what we're made of this weekend. Two very, very tough opponents. But these are the weekends that make you better. So I'm excited to see what we have.
All right. We're joined now by the victorious head coach of the Vikings, Brett Graber. Vikings win it tonight. They win it convincingly, 56-26. And Coach Graber, young team, new philosophy, new coaches. I think this is the 32-minute game that you guys have been looking for.
Yes, it is. Sorry, my voice. I've been sick. But
that's usually in the past. That's when you had climbed. So
I'm not doing that this year. It makes it kind of nice.
The kinder, gentler Brett Graber.
Yeah.
No, but that is a good 32 minutes of basketball here tonight for the Vikings.
I thought we played really well tonight. Well, we watched them about four or five times. Mark Holt came up with what can you say about Mark? He came up with this game plan on how to play defense on him tonight, and it was just fantastic how the girls executed everything he told them to do. And it was just nice. We ran our sets right. We were patient on offense, got the open shots. We hit the open shots, and when the ball goes in the bucket, not like it did the other night, when the ball goes in the bucket, you feel pretty good out here.
You know, defensively, basically 32 minutes of man-to-man. When you can throw that in your back pocket, you know, not only does that help, but it's going to make all your other defenses more effective as well.
Well, I agree. You think about the teams we've played already this year, and we just keep getting better and better. You know, the scores may not look like it, but, you know, mentally and physically we're starting to get a lot better because of how we're playing, and we're just trying to be competitive every night and keep learning the game of basketball.
Talk a little bit about Addison Ainsco. She 18 points, I think 14 trips to the free throw line tonight.
Wow.
But she, you know, like we used to say in coaching, Brett, it's easier to slow people down than it is to speed people up. And I think you would agree, and you probably have told her this. You know, she left some points out there tonight, just rushing layups.
Right.
You know, once she really puts that package together, I mean, you know, she could have had a 30-point night tonight.
I think so, too. She just gets really excited about getting to the bucket, then she won't take it up strong yet. But that's just going to come as she gets more and more experience because she didn't play at all last year. And this only makes like her fifth or eighth game this year that she's been playing since she's a sophomore because she was hurt last year. So,
well, as we head in, another big game with Bloomfield on Saturday. You know, the games start coming quickly. But, you know, as you guys move forward here, you know, we're basically kind of a third of a way through the season. You and the coaching staff, you know, what areas are you continuing to look to improve?
We just want to honor rebounding, offensive rebounding and defensive rebounding, make sure we block out and play good hard-nosed man-to-man defense. And then we can always throw in some different zone, you know, once in a while, but you're still going to play your man-to-man. And that's how it's going to be better because we can obviously box out better that way.
Well, Coach, hey, congratulations.
Thanks a lot, Mike.
And congratulations on bringing the buggy back to Barrie. We've got them both. Hopefully we can keep it that way for a while. And we'll catch you here Saturday morning.
Right. Thank you very
much.
All right,
that's Barrie Fit basketball coach Brett Graber. Vikings win it tonight, 56-26. Well, I'd like to thank our friend
Renee Lyle back at the station, keeping us on air, online, and on time. From a partner tonight, Barrieve Assistant Principal and Athletic Director Aaron Ash, I'm Mike DeCourcy. Vikings win it tonight, 56-26. Join us tomorrow night in Linton. Airtime about 7:15, and we will have a big one in Linton tomorrow night. Good night, everybody.
Barrieve Vikings. This concludes coverage of Barrieve Sports on Four Star Country, The General, 95.9 FM, The New 101.3 FM, 1580 AM WAMW Washington, and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. Coverage of this sports broadcast sponsored by the A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, the Blake and Wagler Funeral Home, Chuckles, German American Investments, Helena Agra Enterprises, JJ's Concrete and Construction, Montgomery Medical, the Montgomery Ruritan Club, the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop, RTC Communications, the Stop and See, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, Washington Edward Jones Advisors, Landmark Surveying, Swartzentruber Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin, and WTHI-TV.
Be sure to visit the sports broadcast page from WAMWAMFM.com to download a digital copy of this game.